Back home now, and as we wait for the new Morrison government to come up with a population plan, questions are being raised about the Victorian Labor government's promise to build what's being dubbed as the biggest public transport project in Australia. It's a $50 billion, 90-kilometre train line that'll link Melbourne's outer suburbs. It's not due to be finished until 2050, and experts say more will have to be done to ensure Victoria can keep up with its predicted population boom. Connie Agius filed this report.
The biggest public transport project in history is coming to Victoria.
The Victorian Labor government is promising a massive underground railway network if re-elected in November, which is when these voters head to the polls.
I think it's probably a really good idea because it obviously, if you've ever driven out onto the freeways and everything, you know, trying to get to work, it's just chock-a-blocks. Most cars have maybe one person in them. And I just think it'd be a wonderful idea to save on, you know, our pollution and all of that sort of thing. And
I want a train line to the airport.
Well, that's part of it.
Yeah, that's good then.
I saw that for 2 seconds. All I thought was, I think that's the role of governments to provide infrastructure. I think infrastructure is terribly important.
Like most Australian cities, Melbourne has its infrastructure woes. This 90-kilometre railway loop will connect all Melbourne's suburban lines, meaning passengers can travel across the city by train without first commuting towards the CBD, which is what people living in most suburban and rural areas currently need to do. University of Melbourne's Dr. John Stone is an expert on public transport performance in Australian cities. He says the plan will bring Melbourne up to the standard of other major cities across the country.
Melbourne's rail system is very centrally focused. Like every train goes through the loop, through Flinders Street or Spencer Street stations. And that makes it very difficult for people to make a cross-town journey. So in Sydney, you have more options to get to where you want to go without going through a central bottleneck. And this project is designed to encourage a more polycentric Melbourne as we build the population over in coming decades.
Australia's fastest growing city hit the 5 million mark this week. So is this proposal enough to help Melbourne cope with the population growth?
On its own, it isn't, and you can see that there's other projects built in alongside this project. So there's a lot of things that need to be done, but really, if this was all we were doing to try and get people out of their cars, it would be a really good start. The problem is that we're also building a lot of roads. This government is also committing Victorians to a similar amount of money, $50 billion or more, for major toll roads. It's going to have 16 lanes on the Eastern Freeway, destroying the possibility of building the long-awaited Doncaster Rail. We've got the Westgate Tunnel tipping traffic onto the edge of the CBD. So we appear to be spending $50 billion to get people into their cars and then another $50 billion to get them out of their cars.
The opposition says the plan lacks detail and that it would refer the project to Infrastructure Victoria if it came to power in November. Dr. John Stone says transport is a key election issue and the railway announcement is strategic.
This is pitching something to people in the suburbs which they desperately need, which is a way to get out of their cars.
Dr. John Stone from the University of Melbourne, ending that report by Connie Agius.